Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 209. Total Recall. For the memories of your life, recall, recall, recall. Okay. And if you recall, this is a remake. We're talking 2012 Recall, okay? Not 1990.
Not the Total Recall you know and love. Yeah, I think you said that when we did the thing. That gave me a good chuckle. We're gonna do the thing, not the one you know and love. We're gonna do the remake. We like the remakes here, you know. Give them a shot.
Hey, the thing turned out pretty good.
Yeah,
that's fun.
I think RoboCop's really the only one. That's the last one hanging. Is that we got to get that RoboCop in there sometime.
Yeah, that one's fun too. So this is 2012, directed by Len Wiseman. I think you said he did the Underworld series.
Yeah. And Live Free Die Hard was the only.
Okay. And we do have Kate Beckinsale in here, so she's got a connection to this dude. Colin Farrell, Kate Beckinsale, Jessica Biel, Bryan Cranston, and the rest doesn't matter much. That guy from Halo, remember him?
Yeah.
can't get right. He's in here. film was announced in 2009. And released on August 3rd, 2012, to mixed to negative reviews, grossed over $211.8 million.
It's not bad.
I mean, I hadn't seen this in a bit. It was a bit, I don't know, it drags on a bit and gets a bit boring. Taking out some of the coolest elements. It's like, I don't know, it's so weird. It's pretty close remake, but they try to change little things. And then the big thing is there's no damn Mars. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's, instead of being about Earth and Mars, it's about Earth and the other side of Earth.
Yeah, the United Federation of Britain and the colony. And then they have the lift.
Yeah.
Not the lift. What do they call it? Is it the fall?
I think it's the fall.
Yeah.
Enslaved by the fall. So they can have some stupid catchphrase like that.
But they have some red herrings, I noticed. Like, we were talking off screen for a second before we started recording. I was telling you that I haven't seen Total Recall. But there's a scene where they play on your knowledge of the original, but then they twist it in different ways. Like, there's a scene where he's trying to smuggle through this detection, and you think it's the lady in the yellow because in the first one, but then it's like, oh, it's not her. So they do kind of like little subtle things like that.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like this stupid, disguises that can't answer more than one question.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't ask me two.
Why couldn't you just speak for yourself? Like, why can't you just use the hologram and speak for yourself? I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No, that's not how it goes. Yeah, so they changed that. No Mars. It's just like two sides of a planet. But they got like the names you know and love, like Cohagen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's no. Who was the. What was the name of the guy in this one? The resistance guy.
Oh,
I think that's
Matthias?
Matthias, like that. Yeah, that's totally different. And there's no fucking chest creature. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Quaid is the guy, right?
No,
I don't remember. Anyways, they take out some of the fun stuff and replace it with kind of humdrum stuff. So
we do get the three titties. They brought that back. We got the three tits.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta keep that in there.
They're very good, very nice. So he's working. I don't even remember what they do on the other side of the planet. What they mine? Oh yeah, they're building cops.
Is yeah, like robots. Yeah, building robots.
Building synthetic police officers for the other side of the planet, which is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the slums. Yeah, and he's just works with his buddy Harry. Harry from work was one of the spies. They gotta have Harry in there from the first one. And they didn't have that scene either. Once Harry has to try and get him, they all would have loved to have that. Hey, that where he's like, "You blabbed, Quaid. You blabbed." We blabbed. Anyways, so humdrum factory workers, and he's thinking about recalls. He's that commercial. It's not as catchy or as cool as the first movie where they have the whole jingle. It's just like recall for memories. We'll remember for you. All right, and spice it up. Use the jingle.
Yeah, I don't
And
remember.
he.
Maybe you'll remember. You're a little more familiar with the original, but since it's Verhoeven, did he do any fake ads? And because he does fake ads in RoboCop, just fake ads in Starship Troopers. I don't remember if there were any fake ads in Total Recall, or not ads,
Oh
but like
yeah, there.
commercials type stuff.
There's stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah. And yeah, the recall one is one of them, but there's more. Yeah, so he wants to get some memories, man. He's bored of his life. And talks to Harry about it at work, of course, and don't do it, man. Some of it's so beat for beat to the first, but then some of it's so different. It's weird. Like that same like conversation like from the first one, you get lobotomized, Quaid. And then yeah, that's pretty much the same. He's like, you really think so? And he goes down there. Oh, what makes him go down there? The new guy
Yeah,
had
he's been
done
there
it.
before.
I've been there 3 times already. Here, take this. Tell him, ask for Mike or some shit like that. And then it's a what's that guy from Harold and Kumar?
Oh yeah, he was great.
He
I liked him in this. Yeah, he's
he
very
was pretty
small
good.
role, but he was good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was believable as this dude. And what do you want, secret agent? All this stuff. That's what you seem like. Yeah, secret agent. And then they're setting him up, and they got him on the chair. Kind of clever this time that, and the old one you just sat there and they just implanted memories by like this machine around your head. But this time it's chemical reactions, so they're actually pumping in like the serum says secret agent. Like everything, a secret agent memory is just a liquid you got to put in your vein. Kind of interesting. And picks that one. He's like, okay, we just gotta what they I don't remember what they called it, but they gotta check his memories to make sure he's never done this before. Because if he has real memories of something they implant, it'll. That's how people's minds blow. We can't implant a what do you say, a mistress if you already have a mistress. And then so he's checking. He said, "Okay, everything looks pretty good." I'll pull that out of his arm. Pull that out of his goddamn arm. What? I don't have a mistress. You lied to us. You lied.
You're a
Believe me, I
secret agent
lied.
already, or whatever he says.
You're a
Yeah, you're a
spy.
spy.
What are you fucking doing here? He's got the gun and shit. And then the robots bust in. Shoot the shit out of the place, and he ends up having a I don't know a Matrix I know Kung Fu moment. Oh, and accidentally kills everybody. Oh,
And it
has to
does like
go home.
a camera
Oh, it's
effect
a
with
pretty
like a
cool.
360 thing.
Yeah, they do some weird movements. Anyways, this movie looks good. It looks expensive. I mean, when I was watching, I was like, damn, this looks like a lot of money is on the screen. Like sets and just visually, it looks really nice, I think.
Dude, it's funny you say that. Like the getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. There's a car chase that happens on like a highway with all these flying cars. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, has CGI just got fucking worse? Because this was 2012 and this looks pretty fucking dope. Like this looks really good. I don't know, it's just weird nowadays. It's like I watch something like Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I'm like, that looks like a fucking talking ape on my TV. Like, I don't know how they did this. But then some like Marvel stuff you watch, or like The Flash, things like that, where you're like, what the fuck? Oh, it's really weird. But yeah, I agree. This movie looks really, really good in terms of like it's CGI shit.
Yeah. And it looks like there's a lot of money on the screen and lots of like l lens flares and stuff.
Oh, yeah, J.J.
It's very
Abrams shit
J.J.
everywhere.
Abrams and shiny and like new stuff. Anyways, he's a fucking spy. I don't even I it's this one's a little harder to follow for me than the original of like how this works out. He's a spy working for Cohagen. But then he had to have his memories erased because of something. And in the end, it's actually him trying to get Matthias, so he can't even know he's doing an undercover job. It's which I think is similar to the first one, where the only person that could get him was you. What? No. Yeah. But you couldn't know you were you when you were doing it. Okay.
Yeah, it gets pretty convoluted. Like the For the most part, I followed it, but yeah, it gets kind of a little too confusing than it needs to be. It's like, okay, you work for Bryan Cranston. He wants to find out where this Mathis guy is, so you send in your best agent, but then he infiltrates, falls in love with Jessica Biel, realizes the resistance are the good guys, and the person he's working for is the bad guy. And I think that Bryan Cranston, he's like blowing his city up to get funding to, invade the colony. So all that stuff I follow, but it's like, yeah, when does he get caught? And like he's making all these weird hologram messages. I think there's two messages. Like if you found this, it's too late. It's like he says it in both messages. I'm like, okay, we get a, I don't know. Yeah, it gets a little weird.
Yeah, the classic "get your ass to Mars"
Yeah.
message. Here's a the first one. Here's a little surprise. You're not you. You're me. And I was like, "Oh no, shit." Yeah,
Oh, God.
there's those messages that are pretty good. Yeah. Oh yeah. Then instead of having like the Michael Ironside, I think that's the guy from the first one. Michael Ironside and the what the hell's the wife from the first one?
Oh, Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Sharon Stone. Instead of having those two characters are like a one in Kate
Yeah.
Beckinsale.
Yeah.
So she's the wife and the kind of hard ass in
The
one.
one following, chasing them throughout the whole movie, yeah.
And yeah, we get some beat for beat kind of stuff. We get the hairy guy trying to convince him this is all in his mind and a chemical reaction from recall.
That was a cool scene. I like that scene. That was kind of, it fucks with your mind as an audience of like, you start to doubt everything. Yeah, I like that stuff.
Would I give her back the gun if any of this was real? Come on now. Come on, come on now. What you thinking now? Now I need you to shoot her. What?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I know. The big ask, but that's the only way. It's the only way. But to make a name for myself here. Yeah. So that was fun. And then I can't remember in the first one. Oh yeah, the fat guy who comes in and says that sweat's a bead of sweat, so he knows it's actually real. But that doesn't make any sense in this world because this is completely real to you. It's in your mind. People can't sweat in a memory. No, there's no sweating in memories. Anyways, he sees Beale, a tear run down her cheek, come out her eye. Oh, fuck no. Shoots fucking Harry. You feel bad for Harry. You never seen Harry do anything really bad because he's always in the character of this friend. So I can feel kind of bad for him. I was like, oh. And then you see his wife out there who was in the crowd kind of flips off her wifey shawl. She's got her
Let's
gear
go.
on her. Fuck this guy. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a little too much, right? It's just tries to hit you over the head with action sequences the whole time. It's kind of fun. I remember thinking, and I think I still think it's pretty fun. It's not a terrible remake, but it just doesn't seem necessary to
Yeah,
be
totally.
there. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you did it, and it didn't suck, but so it wasn't great either. So still rather watch the original. But I do think this one's fun to watch from time to time, just like the new RoboCop.
Yeah, and there's also just like this kind of almost like a psychological thing where it's like when you have an older one that you've grew up on, you know, like the back of your hand, then you get a newer one that's fresher and cleaner and smoother. Sometimes, you just, even though if it's not as good as the original, you kind of want the newer take of it, the newer kind of cleaner look of the story that you know. So, yeah, and this was that, not as good, obviously, but yeah, there's some cool action scenes. It looks really good. I think Kate Beckinsale was probably my favorite part of the movie. I love that they gave her nothing but like when she turned full villain, they give her nothing but cheesy lines. And like, I miss villains with cheesy lines that they deliver, like, I give good wife or like shit like that. Or I'm like, that's awesome. More of that. But she has a couple good lines like that or very Arnold Schwarzenegger like.
I like how she had the American accent
Mm-hmm.
before she gets found out, and then she tries to kill him, and then she goes into her real like British
British
accent.
accent,
She's like, I thought that was kind of cool, just
yeah.
how she gets to use her real accent. Oh fuck no! When she starts talking like that was pretty cool. Yeah, it's kind of fun. I got a little bored near the end. I was like, dang, it's just going and going.
Yeah, it's a little too long. I think it was like 2 hours. Probably could have whittled it down a
Yeah.
little bit more, yeah.
And then I remember watching a story of Bryan Cranston was on a show. I think it's Graham Norton. And he said he got double pink eye of that last fight scene with the water on the ground
Oh shit.
from that water. And then Colin Farrell's like, "Oh yeah, I shit in that water." And he's like, "What?"
Oh
It's like,
God.
"Yeah." yeah, it's okay. It's kind of fun. It's about to leave Netflix, so if you want to see it on Netflix, I think you got till August 31st,
Yeah.
2024. Not much longer. So that's how I saw it. It was like leaving soon. I was like, "Oh, I haven't seen that in a bit." And I thought I remembered you not seeing it.
Yeah, first time watch. I remember when it came out. I remember the trailer not being too bad. I was like, yeah, but I remember that time of my life specifically in 2012. I was just kind of not in like the best financial spot. So it's very like picky and choosy of what I would go see at the theater. And like 2012, I think it came out in summer of 20, if I'm not mistaken, Total Recall. So like that summer, I went and saw Avengers, Dark Knight Rises, what else? I think Prometheus. So like I was a little more selective back then. So I just didn't get around to seeing it.
Yeah. I think Colin Farrell was pretty good.
Yeah, he's always
Bryan
great.
Cranston.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston was pretty good. He didn't have much to do or say, but he was pretty good. Jessica Biel, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, she's probably the weakest part of the movie. It's she just
Yeah.
her character has nothing to do really. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, what, you have a wife? Ugh. Yeah, my memories were also fucking wiped. Okay, you act like I'm cheating on you here. I
I love
don't
at the end
fucking
too.
know you.
I thought that Kate Beckinsale, they were gonna let her live because when everything kind of comes crashing down, you actually don't see her die. And I thought they were gonna give her like a walk into the alley kind of exit of the movie. And I was kind of bummed they kill her off because I'm like, throughout the movie she didn't really kill anybody. She just chased these. She's not that bad. You can let her go. You don't have to kill her. She's fine. She wasn't around killing citizens or innocent people. She was just chasing these guys. You can let her go.
Yeah, and then yeah, you think it's over, and he wakes up in that ambulance with Jessica Biel, and like, "Oh, we did it, babe!" And she grabs his hand, and he t notices the top of her hand doesn't have that bullet scar. "You got no scar on your hand." "Oh, you got me." She turns off the thing. "You fucking got me." It's like Jason Statham voice.
Oh
"Now you're gonna die."
yeah.
They fight in
Oh
the
my God.
ambulance, and he kicks her out of the ambulance door, onto the ground, shoots her dead. And I thought it was strange that, like, they're all like, "Hey, freeze!" when he, because he has a gun, and
Yeah.
then, "Oh, it's him. It's
It's him, yeah.
okay."
He's him.
He's
Oh.
universally known as the good guy now. We're all okay with this
Yeah.
violence if it's him. Anyways, oh man, it's fun. I enjoy it. What it is. Sometimes they're so concerned with if they can do it, they don't ask if they should. Right? So
Yeah.
probably shouldn't have, because this looks expensive. I'm
Yeah.
sure they dumped a lot of money into this and did not make as much as they thought they were going to. Because it looks real good. So I don't know. 6-2.
Okay. Yeah, I was coming to 6-3. We're only a point off. Yeah. That's about, I agree. It was okay. Not the best thing in the world, but entertaining in moments. But overall, yeah, kind of a one and done thing. It's kind of a bummer that I forced you to watch it again. But yeah, this movie is just, yeah, you watch it once, you're like, yeah, that was all right. And then you move on.
And you move
So that's my bad.
on. And you move on, and you continue watching
Yeah.
1990 Total
Yeah.
Recall. And you realize without a powerhouse like Arnold, the movie ain't got much going.
Yeah. And Paul Verhoeven's just weird style, yeah, that adds to it.
Yeah, they took all kind of the humor out of it. That kind of made it a little more stale. You know, they
Yeah.
don't got the Benny and the kind of comic relief stuff.
Yeah.
"Man, I got 7 kids to feed." And all that stuff. Even the three titties, it was more serious. "You want these three tits?
Yeah.
I just want to go to recall." Like in the other one, it's like, "Wow, man." Because Benny sees the tits. Like, "You make me wish I had three hands, baby." And in this one, she just says it, "You're going to wish you had three hands." Okay. Can you point me to recall? I guess over there. Thanks. That's it.
Yeah, the most fun this movie has is the I don't know if it's Harold or Kumar, whoever the I mean, it's not that he's a funny guy, but he's like the most kind of most fun, the most the character that's having the most fun is that guy. But yeah, everything else is kind of dour and depressing and serious. Yeah, a little humor would have helped.
Yeah, I take it pretty serious this time. Yeah, so 6.2, 6.3, it's on Netflix. Like I said, only until August 31st. So go check it out quick. I don't know, maybe it'll be on something else. Transfer hands, but if you want to check it out, you better check it out soon. And then go check out Total Recall. That's always kind of fun to be able to watch both of them and
Yeah.
compare and have fun with them. We're gonna have to do RoboCop eventually because that's a pretty
Yeah.
cool one.
That's the only one I can think of that
Interesting
we haven't
take.
done. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you watching. As always, check us out here on YouTube, and then we got Spotify, we got Apple Music. We always enjoy having you. Please like and subscribe, and come by every Sunday. Till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.